Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned.
And they were singing, day that I died. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
But we got a huge deficit. Federal government's got a $4 or $5 trillion, $500 billion deficit. I heard it on the news.
Yeah, we're balanced, baby. Come on. Yeah, we're balanced, baby.
Your microphone, I'm cutting. My style's fair and balanced. Fuck what you heard of. I'm the only cat that can outfox Rupert Murdoch. And Bill O'Reilly, really ridiculous. Won't you pick one psychotic personality? Stick with it. They can never fuck with Yum Yum, man. God, what it takes.
Shut up.
I have them looking like some dumb dumbs trying to hide their mistakes.
That's it. I'm not gonna say anymore.
Put your foot up on the brakes. I got your dirty laundry.
Totally contradicted himself. His statements are contradictory.
You wanna get the story out before your foes. I know you're looking for the glory. Yes, I know how that goes.
All American guy.
But I caught you picking your nose. I got your dirty laundry.
Maybe he's not so smart after all.
Some people think that this might undermine what the U.S. troops are doing there.
Some people say John Kerry has some similarities to an earlier Massachusetts politician. And some people say, in light of what's happened with the oil for food program, supported by Iran.
Some say, I've heard a couple people say.
Some say that it's a sour grapes book. Some people say it's just too violent. There's too much blood.
International bankers. think that's funny?
Don't twist it.
Here's a very dangerous point, being that they have already accomplished control and ownership of the wealth of this country from the public. The public now becomes a liability. So it is in their interest right now to eliminate a good chunk of the public.
Let me just sit down and relax a minute. Let me tell you about it. Where I might end up. You might see me on the east side, the west side. I'm even going across the bridge, though, cause I hear they really get down over there.
Well, well,
oh, to myself,
well, well,
doing
I'm just a living. Yeah, I'm living.
Well, earlier this afternoon, legendary female comedian Joan Rivers went on to meet her maker. And we certainly want to wish her and her family our condolences, and may she rest in peace. I'll say this, though. Joan Rivers liked to make fun of people, and she made fun of folks when they died as well. And every time I see Terry Gilliam's masterpiece, Brazil, I think that it's Joan Rivers in it getting the plastic face. Look, she was all about irreverence, and so hence I make the reanimated corpse point that you've got all these old people that want to escape becoming old and looking old, and they end up looking quite freakish in their quest for it. But I am sad for her, and it's kind of a salute to her that we are roasting her or lampooning her on her funeral pyre. My issue is she was obviously someone that pushed the whole Hollywood line, extremely narcissistic, promoted Obama and the whole establishment view. Some people are going to say that Joan Rivers was killed because she joked around a month ago saying that Obama was gay and that Michelle Obama was a tranny.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
We joked around about that as well. The mainstream media picked it up as if we were being serious. But I don't think she was killed by the Obama administration by doing that. I think she was killed by risky surgery. She went in for a lot of plastic surgery, was getting surgery on her vocal cords. And people need to understand, hospitals are very dangerous. Anesthesia is very dangerous. Hospital-borne illnesses now kill hundreds of thousands of people a year in the United States alone. So in all seriousness, I hope from the sad passing of Joan Rivers that we all understand that electable surgery, surgery that's not absolutely needed, in my view, is something that should be skipped. I have a hernia. I've had it for 14 years, and I've not gone in to have it operated on because I statistically understand how dangerous it is and understand that my mission is so important, I don't want to take any undue risk. I used to enjoy driving fast on country roads. I don't do it anymore. That's why I'm getting rid of my Charger. There's no point in speeding. There's no point in risking my life for thrill-seeking. I will risk my life to tell the truth and fight tyranny. And while we're all going to focus on Robin Williams dying, and that's connected to psychotropic drugs, as we predicted, and we're going to focus on Joan Rivers, why do we care so much about a celebrity dying, but not about 300-plus thousand Syrians, most of them Christians, killed by ISIS that was funded by our government? And just today, Senator Rand Paul came out and said, Obama and Hillary have turned Syria and the world, Iraq, into a jihadist wonderland. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that individuals dying are a real tragedy. And I'm sick and tired of individuals and small people and people that aren't famous not mattering and only famous people mattering. So obviously we are using her tragic death today to try to get some good out of it and illustrate some of the real mega tragedies that are going on across this country and the world. Well, that's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We will obviously return tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central with a syndicated radio show. But understand, it's allotted to everybody to die by the age of 75, if they're lucky, in the Bible. Most people are allotted to live to 75. You're very blessed if you live past that. So none of us are getting out of this alive. Live for justice. Live for truth. Live for passing on a better world to our progeny. And with that, I shine off and say, bon voyage, Joan Rivers. You're now on the other side. Death is the great unifier, and one day we will all join you.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula.
Comedian Joan Rivers has died just 2 months after calling President Obama gay and Michelle Obama a transsexual. Rivers had been on life support at Mount Sinai Hospital since she had a cardiac arrest in New York last week. Back in July, Rivers caused outrage when she said that President Barack Obama was a homosexual and that Michelle Obama, the First Lady, was a transgender.
And do you think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
And the conspiracy theorists are already going wild. Here's one example. I was telling my friends when she came out calling Michelle a tranny that something bad would happen to her for bringing that much attention to the subject. Now they claim during surgery she had a heart attack and now is in a coma. Pretty sure she will never wake up. And here's another example. Quote, yes, it's blatantly obvious they killed her, and only a short time after her very revealing admission on camera that we have a faggot and a transsexual in the White House. So, over the next couple of days, expect an onslaught of YouTube videos by conspiracy theorists asserting that the Illuminati killed Joan Rivers for calling Obama gay and Michelle Obama a transsexual. Of course, that's complete nonsense. Joan Rivers was 81 years old. She was in a poor state of health. She had a heart attack and died. Occam's razor suggests that it was a natural death as a result of her chronic condition. But that won't stop thousands and thousands of people going to watch YouTube videos which claim that she was assassinated, just as they did with Robin Williams, Paul Walker, and many others before them. Because again, nobody ever dies as a result of an accident, old age, or natural causes. If they're famous, you can bet they were killed by the Illuminati. And of course, Rivers came out about a month ago with more controversial comments asserting that Palestinians deserved to die during the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. So the comment about Obama being gay, Michelle being a transsexual, was not her only recent outburst. But setting aside the wild speculation and the conspiracy theories for a moment, of course, it would be ludicrous to suggest that the government or intelligence agencies had the capability to induce heart attacks in victims of state-sponsored assassination. Well, it actually turns out that that's not a conspiracy theory, it's actually true. During Senate testimony in 1975 into illegal activities by the CIA, it was revealed that the agency had developed a dart gun capable of causing a heart attack. Quote, at the first televised hearing stages in the Senate caucus room, Chairman Church dramatically displayed a CIA poison dart gun to highlight the committee's discovery that the CIA had directly violated a presidential order by maintaining stocks of shellfish toxin sufficient to kill thousands, a Senate webpage explained. So this came out in the 1975 Church Committee hearings, that indeed the CIA had developed a toxin dart gun which could induce heart attacks in victims of state-sponsored assassination. But again, I think the more rational explanation for the death of Joan Rivers, despite her outburst 2 months ago about Obama being gay and Michelle being a transsexual, is the fact that she was 81 years old and in a poor state of health. But that won't stop a deluge of conspiracy theorists from flooding YouTube over the next couple of days with claims that she was killed by the Illuminati. Check out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.
All right, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. How's everybody doing on this Friday night? This is your host, Ron Reck, the crazy man himself. It's Friday night, it's time to party. So if you got that pipe fired up, that bottle of booze, start nailing it. Don't be scared of it. Get drunker than Peter Brown, but don't drink and drive. That's a message for somebody who cares. Anyway, how's everybody doing? That is cool, man. Like I said, it's an open conversation. I've not really got a topic to talk about much. So if you call in, you're going to go on live. Whether you're just listening or not, we're going to plug you. So anyway, so kick back, go along with ride, have a conversation with me or whatever you want to do. If anyway, I got one sitting in my studio right now, I'm going to pop up and see who it is. Let's see, you're 561. How's it going, 561? Welcome to the show. We don't want to talk. That's right. Your mic's going to be hot, so there you go. anyway, yeah, man. What can I say? It's Friday night. Let's do something. Let's listen to some more teams. We'll get right back to something later.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if off my horn I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know, yeah. Watched it shine down on me.
part of the Neighborhood Crime Watch. Where this works is you watch, I commit the crime.
Oh, my God. No.
There's no talking. You just give me your watch and wallet now.
Here's my problem. You're black. I'm Debbie Crane. I'm a big shot.
So am I.
If you kill me, the headline is going to be, Black Guy Kills White Big Shot.
And that's the last thing we need
when we're trying to elect an African-American president.
No.
All right. All right. Watch. Gun. Knee. Right foot. Left foot. Thank God for guns. I keep a compact tactical Agent K strapped in the hip. One in the chamber, both hand in the clip. Free speech zones don't bother me a bit. Gun-free zones are a lottery you pick. They were invented with the express intent to let a shooting occur and exploit the event. Your leaders see gun murders as priceless. The credo is never ever waste a good crisis. Without a doubt they want to disarm the public. That's why I gotta piss on the subject. It can't happen, won't happen in a million years. Listen here, too many Americans love sex. Even though they jam, but that's okay, cause the AK always stays next to the SK. The people know who creates all the melee. Gun shops out of stock, hey, 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 hey.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton, or a shopping mall in Oregon, or a temple in Wisconsin, or a movie theater in Aurora, we've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years.
We never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
I'm gonna keep a close eye on you, now that I know your genuine agenda, to take my right to use force against any offender. People tend to forget where they've been to. Take a minute to look back and remember. Governments murdered over 60 million people who couldn't fire back because gun possession was illegal. Contemporary America's headed toward this. We're all certified gun owners are on a list. We're thrown into a database so in the future they can track and trace. And if you refuse to surrender your Luger, they can smash your face. If that's the case, you better be ready to put it back in place. Your legislators are lacking the basic passion as the action takes. They know you love revolvers, they don't want you using them. Why your taxes been paying for Uzis in Jerusalem? I'll give it to you with a timeline. Fuck rumors. This is for your Dianne Feinsteins and Chuck Schumers.
In the average gun owner, in large parts of America, guns are a way of life, but you know, the left wants to take that hunting rifle your Uncle Tommy gave you when you were 14. Ban assault weapons. Try and reinstate the assault weapons ban.
Part of it is seeing if we can get an assault weapons ban reintroduced.
Well, yeah, it's getting tough out there. Yeah, no doubt. I work in home invasions, mostly. Some murder, occasional rape, if she's hot, or really bitchy. And I'm a huge advocate of gun control, absolutely.
Things that we had postponed for too long, that were long-term, are now immediate and must be dealt with. And this crisis provides the opportunity for us, as I would say, to do things that you could not do before.
Listen, the fact is, allowing citizens to own guns creates a hostile work environment for me and my associates.
The president has made clear that he's not going to use this horrific event to push for new gun laws.
And New Year's, but every pride in mine, I got 52 a year. Pride is my day.
My day.
My day.
My day. My day. My day. My day.
and get my pay. Stop at a juice joint, and I'm on my way. She meet me at the door with a great big smile and say, come in, daddy, you're gonna be here for a while. But it's my day, my day to play. But it's my day, my day to play. But I get my money. And me with a sly grin and started telling me the shape she's in. But it's my day, my day to play. But it's my day, my day to play. But I get my money and my woman. Tell her don't leave a damn cent. But baby, keep on, just keep on getting down. I'll be back when Friday roll around. Friday's my day, my day to play. Friday's my day.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
At night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants and pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you can just about find a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know their freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on white. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. Take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. But if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
hut, 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 hut.
Thank you.
What I don't like is the controller of the two acting like they're the meanest, cockiest bitch they walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can whip men's ass and everything because it ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some women whip some dudes' ass, you know.
Right, but I haven't seen none around here go whip my ass.
You think not?
Yeah, for sure.
I know a couple.
I'm pretty fucking sure.
You run for your money.
You don't know me very well.
Yeah, I do. I know they can hard take you out.
Are you a lesbian, Toby?
Oh, my God.
Why?
He's a man. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that little drama. That's the new soap opera I'm going to play with in a minute. But, hey, how's everybody doing that? This is your host, Ron Rick. Yeah, man, we're playing a lot of music tonight, man. You know, a little party at the beach. Yeah, man. So how's everybody doing? I hope you're all doing good. Behave yourself. Not drunk and driving. You drink, then you drive. But hey, you don't drink and drive at the same time. It's like texting. Don't do it. Yeah, man. Yeah, wow. Anyway, I guess the topic of tonight is where I talk about the point of how they take your money. All the time they take your money. You go to the grocery store, they take your money. You have power on your house, they take your money. There's a tax to that. There's a tax to your telephone. Tax to things you never see or ever touch. Just get to use them. But you have to pay for the privilege of being able to use it. So that's what it feels like to be a corporation. You have to pay for the privilege of it. And not only does the, you know, the vendor make their money, they also have to charge you tax money. So they, what it is, in order to make money, you have to become a collecting fee for the system. That's what you do. When you're a business owner and you charge tax, you're helping the overlords make money. Ain't that some bullshit? But if you don't get money for them, you can't conduct business. It's against their rules. So whatever you do, you have to extort other people for their money through the tax system, they call it. And, you know, I understand that places need money to function. I get that. But everything you do is taxed to death. Buy a used car, three people owned it before you, but you had to pay sales tax again. So anytime you transfer money, they get to get their cut of money out of it. That's what it is. They get a cut. So, you know, what can I say? It's crazy. It's getting insane by the minute. Yeah. You know, what can I say, man? We became comfortably numb with it, and we allowed it to happen. All that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, sorry about that. I had to control one of my drunk friends here in the studio with me tonight. I'm teaching a new class on drunkenese language. It's a new class I'm coming up with. It's going to be online. You can get it on your toolbar or browser, and you know, we're trying to get it on the Kindle. You'll be able to get it on Kindle and get it at Netflix as soon as I come up with get done filming. That's How to Speak Drunkenese 101. Better get. I'm getting back into this tax thing, man. You know, it's a robbery. You know, and then you got to give them money every year to keep be able to drive the fucking vehicle. You know, and you know the one I really like is landline phone bills. Landline phone bills. Matter of fact, I might have one landline or somewhere. I got a fucking job. Yeah, maybe I did. But you know, you're taxed like 10 times on a landline phone bill. You know what I mean? If you ever look at a landline phone bill, you're not just fully charged sales tax. You're charged for transfer tax, the tax of this tax, federal whatever tax, and the other Department of Federal, all these different agencies get money from you paying your phone bill. So I'm just waiting when I go into Walmart, and they have the receipt shows me 10 different people had to get paid for me to buy that cheap $1 piece of fucking Chinese plastic. That would piss me off, you know, but that's... It's crazy, man. I mean, maybe I'm going on the limb and a little freaking out about taxes, but that's the problem. We pay too much. Then you got to give 35% of what you make off your bank to these mother.
He says over your home.
All right, well, you know.
Here's your friend.
Yeah, remember, use a light when you try to get the key in the door. And for you seniors, have a walker with four legs on it, not three.
Don't worry about it.
All right, see you guys
later.
All right. All right, hey, man. Anyway, phone line's open. You want to call and talk to me? Not, I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to drive you crazy all night with playing nothing but music. So, you know, that's me. I don't care. It's Friday night. It's time to party. I haven't been partying. Damn shame. I should, you know. Get drunker than Cooter Brown, but nope. Let's do this one. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Cocker, let's go for Sunday.
Yes, yes. Well, good afternoon. And it's great to see you. Right. Do what you want. Get your unkers out. This is called Let's Get Stoned.
Let's go get strong, 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 str
still know my baby. She won't let me in. I've got a few bills. I'm gonna buy myself a little lift. Then I'm gonna call my body. You know I've been working so hard, yes, all day long. Everything I try to do, I know it always seems to turn out wrong. But that's why I'm on stand back. You know I'll be back. If you get yourself a taste, oh, why don't you go, you're cool, no, no. And stop messing up the man's place. I say to you know all my friends, if you take yourself a near now then, oh, I don't fall down. Spent the last 2 weeks of my life in New York City. I was living on 8th Avenue in a crazy place for the Lowe's Midtown Motor Inn. Oh, I thought I was going insane both day and night. Little wall set up my little bed in my spaceship. I'm listening to my radio. And the man keeps telling me all about. Oh, it's just 350,000 little people all hanging out in one big piece of ground, son. Oh, and I thought to myself, it's gonna come true someday. Hey, we get a little nearer that land, both day and night. So whether you turn around to your brother, your sister, your mother, your police officer, anybody else you want to talk to, or you got to say to your friend, let's go. Let's go.
The fantastic Joe Cocker.
Hey.
Gee, why is it in America that 1% of the population owns 48% of the total net profits? How did that come about?
There is lurking deep down beneath in the bowels of American civilization a white whale. That white whale represents not just evil in the abstract, not just white supremacy, but
government. Right to privacy, property, the right to speak or not to speak, should not be infringed by sovereignty.
Government
should not use means of covert surveillance of an individual's quality without the consent of the occupant of the property. Fuck restrictions on private development of encryption technologies and policies requiring me to devote my methodologies.
Again,
without consent of parties involved in a formal covenant, financial records should not be open to review by government. I recognize government as the sole source of monopolies through its grant of legal privilege to its special interest in the economy. In order to abolish exclusive ownership, we must firmly advocate the strict separation of business and state, which is meant to prevent the birth of coercive monopolies, but actually promote the growth and control by limiting rivalries. Yo, I defend the rights of individuals to form corporations and companies based on voluntary association. Watch this.
They can't see what Yahweh see. IRS, KGB. Realistically, there ain't no difference to he. Like this bogus democracy. You really think your market's free? Free for industry to find cheap ass labor in Constantinople, then sell it to you for quadruple. The people fell asleep at the switch. Capitalism, ain't it the shit? Keep you free.
Discrimination imposed by government has fucked up people's mentals, destroyed communities and diminished human potential, created injustices and pit neighbor against neighbor. Tax workers to death and stolen the fruits of our labor. Pays us they terminate the sanctions against tax evasion. I'm for the eventual nullification of all taxation. I'm for that what you call it, non-cooperation with evil. I'm for the motherfucking people. Annul all anti-racketeering statutes such as the RICO, which pummel peaceful behavior and punish innocent people by freezing and or seizing assets of the accused or convicted. Tactics they use are often twisted, assuming humans are guilty prior to conviction. People are doing time for crimes that lack victims. Revamp the system in its entirety. Armed citizens are essential to a bounty of society.
You can't see what Yahweh see. IRS, KGB. Realistically, there ain't no difference to he. Like this bogus democracy, you really think the market's free? Free for industry to find cheap ass labor in Constantinople, then sell it to you for quadruple. Truthfully, the people fell asleep at the switch. Capitalism, ain't it the shit? Watch yourself.
The history of a nation, of a civilization, somehow could view itself as the most free and the most democratic and the most enlightened, and still deny the pervasive suffering in relation so oftentimes to poor people and working people and people of color.
We live futuristically with an easily repeatable history. The so-called war on drugs threatens individual liberty. It's provided a rationale by which power of state is increased to restrict your right to privacy and being a state of police. Repeal all laws that raise civil and criminal penalties for the use of drugs and demand anti-crime measures, essentially. Maintain my right to carry arms extensively. I hate to be put in positions where I'm forced to act defensively. Rights will be denied, abridged, or enhanced. More than ever before, according to your circumstance. Sweeping power grants for the executive branch. 300,000 new jobs built in the FEMA camps. And that's a future approximation. They trying to reduce the population with a mandatory flu inoculation. The coalition for world liberation is pure hypocrisy. You can't be trusting them Republicans screaming democracy.
Is, it's just an illusion of freedom. We could never be free unless radical change happens immediately. You see,
yeah, it's 1990. Damn, it's 2004.
Yes, it is.
Already?
Almost 2005.
Damn, this joint's 10 years old. It's a whole decade in the making.
Right.
It's a little bit harder to keep your freedoms now than in 94. But
you ain't lying.
I really want you to try to hold on to your freedoms.
I'm sorry. I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question you're asking me?
Thank you.
Of something horrible that happened in these anti-government journalists.
Mm-hmm. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so the journalist and his girlfriend, they went to drive out under the moonlight, and they stopped at the side of the road. He turned to his girlfriend, and he said, "Baby, I love you very much." And she said, "What is it, honey?" And he said that... is what he said. "Our car is broken down. I think the engine is broken. I'll walk and get some more fuel." And then he said, "Okay, we'll stay here and look after our stereo. There's been news reports of stereos being stolen."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Good idea. Keep the doors locked no matter what. I love you, sweetie." So the guy left to get a fuel for the car, and after 2 hours, the girl say, "Where is my boyfriend? He was supposed to be back by now." And the girl hears a scratching sound, and the voice says, "Let me in." So the girl doesn't, and then after a while, she goes to sleep. The next morning, she wakes up, and he's not there. She gets out to check, and man door hand took car door.
Okay. I heard that one in high school. But
it's that's
both.
It.
There's a road called Jack's Run. Alright. Well, hey, we didn't go completely trolls tonight. There's one. There we go. Finally got one. Damn, it's been a hard night to get a troll in here. Jesus, we only got 12 minutes left of the show. But, yeah, all right.
right. We'll get right to that. But yeah, man, I don't really had much to say tonight. I played music all night long. It was kind of fun. I had a good time doing it. I'm sorry it sounded like shit. It shouldn't, but it does. But I'm going to fix that one day. One of them days I'll get her done. Yep. I'll get her done. But hey, what can I say? It's a Friday night. It's Friday night. It's time to party, I'm telling you. Get out there and party while you can, because pretty soon it's going to be over. You won't be able to party no more. They're just putting more and more restrictions and putting the hammer down on your freedom. You ain't going to have it no more. Very shortly, everything you do, they'll control. I mean everything. They'll make you record every time you got to take a piss. They'll record every time you got to take a dump. They'll record every time you take a breath. You have taken way too many breaths for your allowance to take that breath. wow. It's eating itself up alive, and I'm looking right at it happen. The whole thing is eating itself, which is going to cause the collapse. It's going to be the worst thing that ever happened. You watch. You'll see it. It's coming. It's going to collapse. And you're going to be alive to see it. I don't know how many's going to survive it. You know, bless your hearts. I wish you well. I really do. I wish everybody well. But when it comes, it's coming. So you need to party while you got a chance. You know, these cops ain't bullshitting around no more. You know, they're, you even look like you're going to do something wrong, you get shot. I don't think Hitler was this bad. You know, this is like the beginning of a dawn of a new age of this shit. It's psychotic. It's come to the point where it's gotten psychotic. You know, who's watching who? You know, that's... my God. You know, the stories we covered, you know, on the Brown thing, and that, you know, I heard nothing else lately about that. So that's a dead story. And, you know, then we got this cop in Oklahoma raping, you know, 8 black women, you know, and using that authority to do that. And you got a cop shooting this kid, or a cop shooting that kid, or this cop doing that. You know, not only are they criminalized, I mean, they're criminals anyway, as far as I'm concerned, but then they're turned into more criminal activities. They're like a multitasking criminal. Serve and protect my ass. Wow. Yeah, now when you call the police, it's a call for service. Just a call for service is all it is. So, you know, it's just, it's became crazy. It's, you know, it's got to come to the brink of the destruction of it. It will have to eventually, you know, just die. That's all it's going to do is die. All right, we got another person with their hand. Let's see who this is. How's it going?
Suck my dog dick. Suck my dog dick. Suck my dog dick. Suck my dog dick.
He sucks his dog dick. That's cool. Let's play party on you. I'm glad you had fun. Yeah, the trolls couldn't let me have a night without them. Sons of bitches. I swear. Yeah. No. Never had one night alone ever. You know, Evening with Ron Rack on BTR. Yeah, welcome to the Evening with Ron Rack. Tonight we'll be talking about absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing is a very good topic, and I hope everybody will understand it. For those that have special learning needs. But no, I had a good time tonight. It was a little slow, but hey. Just not rolling. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What? Hey. It's only internet radio. Come on, man. But no, we're not doing overtime tonight. Because I got to get some stuff done. I had a problem today with my Twitter tool. I did it. My fault. My bad. But, hey, I made it back. But, yeah, man, I tell you what, it's getting late. We got a few minutes left. We got like 7 minutes left. And I'm going to throw something up on this player. And we're going to check it out. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I got to find what I'm looking for. Ah, there it is. All right. Well, folks, thanks for coming. Have a good night, and I will see you tomorrow at the same time, same channel.
A long, long time ago. ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were singing whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye.